These.
Pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
It's time for the Michael K. Show Pro Picks, brought to you by Bud Light. So, Don, did you have the best record last week? I think you did, right?
Sure, I lost one game. I was 2-1.
Okay, so you go first.
Well, I'm only down to two here, so I'm going to go with my one-point play first. Seahawks are in Miami to take on the Dolphins.
Sure,
now, you know that old adage, well, when a West Coast team comes east for a 1 o'clock game, yada, yada, yada. And then RJ says, don't worry about it because it's reflective in the spread. Well, it's 5.5. That's what the Dolphins are getting in this one. Do you realize the Seahawks, in their last 9 games, are 7-1-1 against the spread in 1 o'clock games on the East Coast?
Jeez,
so it does not affect them at all. At all.
Is this your 1 point or your 2 point?
This is my 1 point play.
Okay.
I'm digging the Seahawks to walk in and beat the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are better than their record. They hang in games, but I'm getting less than a touchdown with Wilson. They play well on the East Coast in 1 o'clock games. I like the Seahawks to cover the 5.5 as my 1 point play. My 2 point play, I'm also going to go to the ATS against the spread. The Browns are in Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Browns are getting 4.5. The Cowboys are 0-3 this year against the spread. You know the last time that happened? 1989, when they went 1-15. I think the Cowboys are better than their record. I know they could very easily be 0-3. They're clearly the best team in this division. And I think they're finally going to get it right. They're not going to go 0-4 against the spread for the first time in forever. No, they're going to cover the 4.5, and they're going to beat up on the Cleveland Browns in Big D. That's my 2 point play. So I've got Cowboys.
Terrific pick.
4.5 point favorite is my 2 point play, and the Seahawks 5.5 point favorite. My 1 point play.
I truly believe that you will go 0-3 this week. That's my feel.
No, okay. I couldn't agree with you less, Michael.
Okay.
Two beautiful picks by Don.
Really?
Yep.
My 1 point pick. The Bills are going to Oakland. Not Oakland. They're going to Vegas to play the Raiders.
Terrible pick.
Raiders are 3.5 points. You don't even know what I picked. Raiders are getting 3.5 points. Now, here's some things that you should know. In all likelihood, no Henry Ruggs, no Bryan Edwards, no Terrell Williams. Their receiving core is just injured and out. So
decimation.
You're gonna need a lot of Josh Jacobs, a lot of Devontae Booker, all of that. Now the Bills beat the Rams. They go cross country. The defense has been terrible, terrible. Now they're that bad. They're not going to win this game, but their offense has been unbelievable. You know what Josh Allen's passer rating is? 124.8. He loves Stephon Diggs. I'm taking the Bills. I think they win this one by a touchdown. Love this pick. One-pointer.
Terrible pick.
The two-point pick. Saints-Lions. This is in Detroit. Lions are getting, I believe it's 4.5. I'm not quite sure. I don't have the numbers in front of me. It's either 3.5 or 4.5. But we'll find out before we get off the air. Well, the Saints have had two straight losses. They've allowed 31.3 points per game, which is unbelievable. But Michael Thomas returns. Detroit finally wins a game. They beat the Cardinals last week. But in the first game of the year, they got outscored by 21 points in the fourth quarter. In week two, in the second half, they were outscored 25-7. Matt Patricia doesn't know what he's doing. The Saints are 1-2. They're desperate for a win. I think that they're going to dial up a magical game plan and not only cover this number, but cover it several times over. They're going to blow out the Lions in Detroit, blow them out. That's my number two pick.
It's a bad pick.
Number three, the Bucs against the Chargers. Chargers are getting 7.5 points. Now, the Bucs do not have Chris Godwin. Now, they have Mike Evans. That's big, but they don't have Chris Godwin. Also, found out today, no Leonard Fournette in all likelihood. Very doubtful, according to Arians. Now, the Chargers are not in great shape either. They do not have their defensive end Melvin Ingram. They don't have their defensive tackle, Justin Jones. They're out of cornerback, Chris Harris. So that worries me that they won't be able to get that much pressure on Tom Brady. But I think the Chargers have something. I don't know if they're ready to win this game. They could, but I believe that they will cover the number. I think the Bucs could win by 7. They could win by a field goal. But I think, as Don always likes to say, that hook is big. So that's my 3-point play. I'm going to take the Chargers over the Bucs.
That is a horrifying pick.
Those are my three picks.
Three really bad picks. Now,
Michael, I know you wouldn't do this for me. And I don't know how Don feels about it. Basically, as you were making your Saints pick, Michael Thomas was ruled out. I want to present you with that information.
I still love them. But that's really nice of you. And we have the Raiders, by the way. The Raiders are getting 2.5. So that point, that drop. And the Lions are getting 3.5. So those are the lines. But that's very nice of you, Peter. No, I'll stick with the pick.
All right. Yeah, I think your picks are absolutely awful. Now.
Said the man who has awful picks. You know awful picks.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, my first pick is in lockstep with a man that I hate. I consider him a mortal enemy. If I saw him on the street, I'd punch him right in his face, in his kisser.
Rick Moranis.
And I did it, and his name is Rick Moranis. And
why
I was
did
caught
that
on
happen?
Video.
That poor guy.
I know, right? Everything he's been through in his life, had to retire from acting when he lost his wife. And
oh, I forgot about that.
Hope that
it's
person
hit
rots
for no jail. Reason. I hope the person goes away for a long
time.
Well,
and not to mention the incident where his children were shrunken into little miniature.
No, that was a movie. That wasn't real.
Oh. Well, hopefully he's okay, because that story upset me, and it's on the Upper West Side, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. So, on to my picks. And Don, I think you're going to find them all delectable. The first pick, I am in lockstep with RJ Bell, the man that I hate. That's right. Houston is a 4.5-point favorite. The question you have to ask yourself is, are they as bad as their record, or have they actually played pretty hard and just not been able to come up with the results that they like?
So meanwhile, what'd you come up with?
The Vikings are an awful team. They appear to not even be playing professional football. Texans are favored 4.5 points at home. I'm going to give it to the Texans to get things going the right direction with a victory at home. Deshaun Watson running all over the Vikings. Boy, I'll tell you what, you notice no Stephon Diggs in Minnesota, don't you? I will go with the Houston Texans for 1 point. My 2-point play, Don, I'm in lockstep with you. The Dallas Cowboys. They're not great, but they're eventually going to win the NFC East with like a 10-6 record. They're going to be a decent team. And where do they start getting wins? Against teams like Cleveland. I watched the Browns last week. 4 quarters of dreadful Cleveland Brown football against Washington. They did everything. The Washington was basically the Jets last night. They had everything handed to them. There is no reason Washington shouldn't have beaten Cleveland. That's how bad the Browns actually are. They are not an impressive football team, and they will lose by 10 points to Dallas this weekend. It's my 2-point pick.
Awful pick, both of you. Terrible. You don't even know Baker Mayfield. The guy lives in a stadium. That's how much he cares.
No, I do not know him personally.
Now, I was wrestling with three picks here because I told you it was a very hard week for me. I wanted to pick an underdog, and the only underdog I sort of liked was the New England Patriots getting 7.5 against the Chiefs, but I'm not really in the business of picking against the Chiefs. That's not fun, is it?
It's dumb, not fun.
I sort of like the Cardinals and Kyler Murray giving 2.5, but ultimately, and I know some people are scared of this game, I'm going to keep riding a team that's been really good against the spread and just in general. Don, you know who I'm talking about. Michael, you loved him with me last week. That's right, the Cheeseheads. The Green Bay Packers. They're giving 7.5 points on Monday night. They are the best passing team in football, the second best offense in football, and currently the Falcons have 5 dinged up starters on defense. The Falcons have not won yet. They have played close. This game is in Green Bay, and I simply think the Packers may be the best team in the NFC. I'll make them my 3-point play until they prove otherwise. The Packers giving 7.5? I hungrily eat those points. Packers are my 3-point play. My 2-point play would be the Houston Texans, and my 1-point play would be I'm sorry, the two-point play is the Dallas Cowboys, and my one-point play will be the Houston Texans.
You actually made a three-point pick because of your friend Ballard. That's all there is. It's sad, and they're terrible picks, and I guarantee you'll go 0-3.
Michael, you really hate that Packers pick. They did us so right last week.
I don't know what. Listen, I'll never touch the Falcons again.
Ever.
Ever. After what they did to me last week. I could have had a perfect week, but I don't know. 7.5 is a lot. And also, you have to always understand how much of the Packers are going to put their foot on their throat. Will they back off?
Oh, I think they're going to. I think it could be. It could be 38-14 on Monday night. Destruction. Hee.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.